It is now 7:49, another check of our triple team traffic, and starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
And Brian, we start with Davis County, which has been in rough shape all morning long. It started with a couple of crashes between Layton and Kaysville. Both of those appear to be gone, but the delays remain. In fact, they start now just after the I-84 split in Riverdale, and they continue all the way south to Kaysville before they break up. You'll see some additional slowdowns, though not nearly as bad, going through Bountiful around 5th South Bountiful exit. And now it's solid slowing from the North 215 interchange down to about 600 North. Don't forget that Highway 89 also busy from most people trying to use that as an alternate route through Layton and Kaysville as well. Eric Butler.
Very slow northbound I-15 from the Bluffdale exit up to 114 South, and you're still below speed as you go through 90th South, and a little bit more slowing up at the South interchanges. So it's kind of a mess, the usual variety because of usual slowdowns. What about I-80, Len?
Well, it looks like I-80. Eric, we got a crash I-80. It's at the State Street ramps. Traffic Trooper Joanne says that it's taken up two left lanes. Several vehicles up against the wall, and you've got debris there as well. And Bangor Highway is still slow in spots up to the 201 freeway. 5600 West spotty from Kearns to the 201. And you've got slowing on the 201 as you approach Magna. And then out there on I-80 off there towards Lake Point to Mills Junction, it's slow. Public notice, huge piano liquidation. Don't miss this opportunity to save thousands. 3 days only, Thursday through Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at Southtown Expo Center. Every piano must go. No reasonable offer refused. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.